Please welcome Henry Schaufuss.
Saturday afternoons, I go to Santa Rosa Park. I take my lacrosse sticks with me and a ball. I'm the only one who shows up at Santa Rosa Park with lacrosse sticks. And I've been bucking this trend for about a year and a half now. What I do when I get there is I walk around, I circulate, and I ask people here and there if they'd like to throw. And quite often, they do. So every Saturday, I wind up throwing with at least one person, sometimes two and three. Anywhere from 10, 15, 20 minutes, sometimes half an hour. And over the last year and a half, going on 2 years now, I've thrown with at least 100 different lacrosse partners since I've been going there. It's become the highlight of the week for me. And I'm still bucking the trend. I don't run anymore, but I can still throw and catch. And every week, another partner, another lacrosse partner. So that's that story. I got another one. Okay, this happened about 5 years ago. I was back in southeastern Ohio for a high school reunion. And let's see, it's a small town, Cambridge, Ohio, about 12,000 people live there. And it's a nice old Ohio town. 100-year-old houses, tree-lined streets, trees on both sides. Small streets, sometimes the trees form a canopy over the street. Houses have, most of them have front porches. Some of them are elevated, clear across the front of the house. It's a nice old Ohio town, and I always enjoy going back there. And 5 years ago, I was back there again. And when I'm there, because it's such a nice town, I like to walk around. And one fine afternoon, I was walking east on Steubenville Avenue, and all of a sudden, a mail carrier person comes running up to me out of the blue. She comes running up to me, and she says, "Hey, you got to go up to Scott Funeral Home. Somebody up there is trying to take it with them." I stand there, you know, wondering what in the world is going on here with this person, you know. She says, "Go on up there, take a look around the side of the building. You'll see what I mean." Mm-hmm. And then she leaves, disappears back into the woodwork, just like that. Mm-hmm. I'm standing there wondering, did that actually happen? Mm-hmm. And well, I was heading that way anyway. The funeral home was only a block away. So I go on up there. I do like she says, you know. I walk on up there, and I take a look around the side of the building, like she said. Down at the far end of the building is a U-Haul van parked down at the very end. Well, I'm starting to get the picture now. Huh? Whoever it was had passed away. Had left instructions behind, pack up all my things in the U-Haul van, you know, drive it on over to the Scott Funeral Home, drop it off there, and let the Scott people take it from there. In other words, this person was determined to take it with them by any means. Uh-huh. In this case, the means happened to be a U-Haul van. So I thought, well, okay, whatever's customary. And I went on my way. Okay, the next time I go back to southeastern Ohio, to this small town, Cambridge, I think what I might do is take a little time out while I'm there, drive out to Northside Cemetery, and take a look around. Now, I don't know who I'll be looking for when I get there because I don't know the person's name, but I know what I'll be looking for. I'll be looking for a king-size plot big enough to hold a U-Haul van. And that's my story, true story.